talk with an old chap. It's, you call him Great Billy Sam, from my name. He were a character. He told me once he used to walk through Tommy Daniels, you know, Neil Maister, he were a wicked old bloke too. And he said it was forced because I worked. So he said, I went with my father for going to reckoning. He was playing with me one time a day for a truck had come on. So he said, I've never made no nails before, that was my first week. So he said, out to my sister, my father, who's made these nails, Sam? Billy. Oh, he said, or Sam. Ah, oh, well, he says, just go that to the room a bit. He said, I'll have a word with him. So he said, he get a short length of nail iron, and he said, he did tan my yard with this here piece of rod iron, thin iron, you know. He said, he made me scratch. He said, I'll taste the art and make better nails than these too next week. So he said, I went out, smirting. And before I went to Oxford Mill here, there was a brook run down. Well, it goes down past station now. And they go across the plank. Be a big flag doing a walk tour. And one of his lads was just on the plank, he said, when I was on. So he said, up with my fist, and I get him to shoot a belted jaw. And I knocked him a brook. And then he said, I jumped in after him. And he said, I pulled him and I punched him till I was tired. Now I said, I can go back. He said, and I can tell the father, if I can't bear him, I can bear thee. So he took it out of Latin, you see. But he was a witty sort of a chap. He was a bit on randy, a bit on booze in there, you see. I never known him work out. He always worked at smithy all my life. But when he was younger, he said, I went labouring for a brick set at Old Billing. There's a repairing, doing a job at that house. They call it Captain's House. It's this house at this end, where Dr. Mother's mother used to live. He was called Captain's House. So he said, we worked hard there. So he said, that neat now, listen, stop with us, neat. Come on with us. So he said, they took me down Billings and treated me with some ale, you know. So he said, I was nearly drunk. Well, they said, it's the hard walk forward, neat, and I best stop down here with us. He said, all right. So he said, I stopped all neat down Billings. Comes from the work morning after. Well, he said, oh, no, wait. Well, I never told him, or else he said, any of them would have given you a bit. Well, he said, I managed to burrow in by my breakfast. But he said, when it come dinner time, I went to wash house, told them I went their dinner, went home for their dinner. So he said, I'll see to wash house. And they kept a dog, he said, a black retriever, and he said, a two-ton horn on it. Oh, he said, it shone like a raven. So he said, the dog couldn't walk in it, watch the house while I was set in. I ran up smoke. All at once, he said, I jumped up. He'd get an idea. So he said, I run at this dog with such a punch. He said, I punched it clean through the door. He said, I never yet said it to the law. He stopped in my pocket, Douglas. He said, I bet they could hear yelling all over Billing. He said, someone came running out. He said, what's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? He says, if I can get out on it, I'll let it know what's the matter. He said, I'll kill it. Well, he said, what's it done? He said, it's eating my dinner. Oh, says, you shouldn't have kicked the dog. You should have come and told us. Ah, but he said, I didn't know. Oh.